Today we're going to do some loving kindness practice. So when we do loving kindness practice, it really helps to settle into a posture that's really comfortable and agreeable. And so if you were at home, you might even lie down for the practice, or even lie on your side and be curled up. This is all very acceptable. We want the posture to embody the intentions of the practice. And so as best we can, as we are sitting here, bringing attentiveness to our postures and scanning through, noticing any places where you may feel a little tension, and see if you can soften any of those areas. You might be able to, you might not. But to just bring the intention to soften, to release. Maybe it's somewhere in the face, forehead, eyes. Just a little letting go there. Maybe at the jaw. Maybe through the neck and shoulders, down through the arms to the fingertips, just softening, releasing, possibly letting the breath help us by really breathing in and breathing out, that lovely releasing effect that happens with the exhale. Noticing any bracing through chest and belly, and softening. Nothing to force. And softening, releasing as best we can down through the back. Coming to the shoulders again. Letting them drop. Letting there be ease through the body. And letting that ease just filter down all the way down to the toes. And with this posture, bringing some intentionality to the practice, reminding ourselves to have an open and generous attitude, a curious attitude towards whatever may unfold in the practice. Reminding ourselves to have goodwill, at least the intention for goodwill towards ourselves and all beings as we practice. Quote from the Buddha, like a caring mother holding and guarding the life of her only child, so with a boundless heart of loving kindness, hold yourself and all beings as your beloved children. And of course, those words of wisdom and compassion are no different from what we see in all the great wisdom traditions. And so we are reminded of, you know, what we've heard from Christianity about doing unto others as we'd have them do unto ourselves. So the Golden Rule expresses this in different words, and it's all the same message. And so as we sit here, let's just take a little while to settle in by bringing attention to the breath, wherever you feel it easily. Simply being aware of breathing in and breathing out. When the mind wanders, just gently redirect it right back to breathing. Not pushing away the other experiences, but just gently, for now, let's just let them be as a kindness to ourselves. Letting the breath be however it is, opening to it with goodwill, with interest. Letting the breath calm us. And you might even find it helpful to just send yourself that message. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the mind. The words is a little whisper, but mainly feel the breath as a way to land in the present moment. Calming the body, calming the mind. And then letting these phrases go into the background, let them go. Let the breath go into the background of awareness as we now engage in loving kindness practice. And today we'll do loving kindness for someone who's neutral for us, someone we barely know. Maybe it's a neighbor, someone in the neighborhood, we see them periodically, but we don't really know them. We may not even know this person's name. Someone who waits on us at a store or a bank. Face is familiar, but never really given this one much thought. So it doesn't matter who you choose, just choose someone. Hold this one in your mind's eye as best you can to visualize this one, or at least kind of sense him or her. And then beginning the practice, may this one who is neutral for me be filled with loving kindness, be filled with friendliness towards him or herself. May this one who is neutral for me be safe. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be healthy. Feeling the breath through the heart area as you say these phrases. Having an embodied sense as you go through the phrases. So hand to the heart or any soothing touch spot can help with this at any point in the practice. May this one who is neutral for me be happy. Be happy. And may this one who is neutral to me live with ease. May you live with ease. So repeating the phrases silently on your own. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And as always, the mind will wander, no big deal. Just notice it. Refresh the sense or the image of the one you're sending loving kindness to. And then restart the phrases. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And as you feel ready, letting your good wishes of loving kindness, friendliness, extend outwards to other ones that you barely know who are neutral to you. They may have just flashed up, popped up in the mind as you were sending the loving kindness to the neutral one. Add them in, either one by one or as a collective, kind of seeing them in a group picture. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy. May we all live with ease. And letting the good wishes extend outwards. Most of the other beings on this planet are not our loved ones, not our direct benefactors, not our enemies or difficult ones. Most of them are either unknown to us or simply neutral. And so letting the well-wishing extend outwards, however it's meaningful for you, to all beings, to all humans, whatever makes sense for you. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness. May all beings be safe. May all beings be safe. Would it were so that all beings were safe. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be healthy. Would it were so that all beings could be healthy and thriving. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. And may all beings live with ease. Would it were so that all beings could live with ease. Taking a few more moments to repeat these phrases silently to yourself for all beings. Most of whom are neutral to us. And then letting go of the phrases and just resting quietly a sense of the body, sitting, breathing, just noticing how it is for you today to have engaged in this practice. Opening with kindness towards any areas of resistance, of tension in the body. Opening with appreciation for any areas that have softened and eased. Noticing possibly some deeper sense of connection with all of humanity and all that is. And not worrying if you don't feel that. This is a practice.